Hi, my name is Edmund speaking with Gardel. I'm sure.
Yes, you are.
Hi, sir. My name is Ed. I'm calling for National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community, your community, and the nation. Sir, what are the chances that you're going to vote in the 2024 election for president next year?
The chances, you say?
The president, the elections next year. Are you? What are the chances that you're going to vote?
Definitely. That's a definite, very hard, that I'm dead.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure that we represented everybody, may I ask you race? I have white, African-American, Hispanic, Latino. Thank you.
African-American.
Yes, sir, thank you. And please play your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. What number would you give me? Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Is that a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Thank you, sir. And thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm not satisfied.
Is that dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied right now.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year congressional elections? I'm going to read you a list and just let me know two of them. I just need two of them. The ones that you feel that are more important to you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, or improving K-12 public school education, or crime and violence, or gun regulation and reform, or criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, or standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, or inflation in the economy, or healthcare costs, or protecting our democracy and freedom. What do you think is most important to you?
That's going to be a very hard one to decide.
I know. They're all important, but just the ones that you feel that are more important. I just need two of them.
The racial discrimination and the gun violence at this time is my most.
Okay. You mean the gun regulation and reform, right?
The reform gun regulation, also the inappropriate behavior with the racial discrimination.
Okay, the criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds their cops accountable?
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Okay, and generally speaking, will you say that your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Is the situation with the right getting better, the state?
Right now, and generally speaking, will you say that your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's about the same for me.
Thank you. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Race is, it's gotten a little better.
You're saying that it's better, getting better, or staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's getting better.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. And how often would you say that you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often. Thank you, sir. And how would you say that, and how often would you say that you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Will you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Thank you. And would you say that you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
I have fewer rights.
Fewer. A lot, somewhat fewer, or a lot fewer?
Somewhat fewer.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to raise your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you cannot feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, or you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. We'll move on to the next one. The Democratic Party, 0 to 100. How do you feel about them?
0 to 100. Remind me that 0 was that I have no
impartial. Yeah, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
Okay, so all right, so this on 0 to 100. So give me the first question.
The Democratic Party.
100.
Thank you. And how about Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. And how about, hold on. Their lives went out over here, so I got to bear with me. I got to make sure that I see what I'm doing. Thank you. How about Kamala Harris?
Favorable, so I'll give 100.
100, thank you. And what about Joe Biden?
I give him 100.
Thank you. What about Ron DeSantis?
I'll give him 0.
Thank you. What about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
I give 100.
Thank you. And what about the NAACP?
100.
Thank you. And what about Taylor Swift? I know.
No.
What number you give me on Taylor Swift?
Yeah, that's so funny. But she's 100, believe it or not.
Okay, that's cool. I got no problem. Thank you. Okay, moving right along. Now, I know I'm still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
I'm going to have to go with Biden again. Biden.
Thank you, sir. And how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today?
Really concern, no concerns.
So that means that you're not so worried or not worried at all?
Oh, I'm worried. I'm worried.
Very worried, I'm worried. Somewhat worried?
I'm very, worried.
Okay. Thank you. I thought you didn't understand what I was doing. Thank you. Now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. I'm going to read you. Gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. American democracy is under a major threat now. Under major threat now. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat? Thank you.
Strongly.
Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat? Thank you. America is on the path to another civil war. Do you agree or disagree?
I'm going to have to say, but now I agree.
Yeah. Somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem to a society. Do you agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Okay. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campuses and in employment. Do you support or oppose?
I support.
And strongly or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which one do you agree with more. Statement A. Some people say American strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. That's statement A. Statement B says, other people say American strength is in its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything with together. But we cannot continue Americans' greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all citizens so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Simon, do you agree more? Simon, A or Simon B?
I would say B if I can remember all of them right now, but right now I would say B.
Okay, they much more or somewhat? Somewhat more.
Somewhat more, let's go with that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, great. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important to, for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think is extremely important, a 5 means that you think is somewhat important, and 0 means that you do not think it's important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Police that treat everyone the same. Do you consider that important or not important at all? From 0 to 10, what do you give?
Very important.
That will be 10, extremely important, and a 9 or 7?
10.
Thank you. The right to bear arms. From 0 to 10.
The right to bear arms.
Yes, sir.
I find it very important to not bear arms. No, you said, so that was 0 for me.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying. Thank you. Freedom to protest the police or government, to have a protest, the police or the government. Freedom to do that. Do you find that important or not important?
Extremely important.
Thank you. That will be 10 then, right? Number 10, extremely important?
Yep.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. And a commitment to Christian ideals. 0 or 10?
10.
Thank you. Equal economic opportunities for all. 0 or 10?
Okay.
I'm sorry?
10.
Thank you. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting. 0 or 10?
10.
Thank you. Immigration to this country. 0 or 10?
10. That's working.
Thank you. Okay. And now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. 0 to 10. Do you agree or do not agree?
I agree.
Would that be, thank you. The next one is Americans. Democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. I'm sorry? Hello?
No, I'm sorry. I was trying to tell you. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. No problem. America, I'm going to start again. America's democratic institutions have come in under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. Sure, Ten, do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Ten.
Thank you. Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you again now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, and you may use a number between 0 and 10. What do you give me? Thank you. Okay, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's.
Master, you said?
Yes, master's degree.
Thank you, sir. And are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you.
I just want
an
Uber.
And do you have any children, 18 years of age or young, living in your household?
No, no children.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm liberal.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
It's I would say rural, but not, well, yeah, just say rural right now. That'd be it.
Are you in like close to the city, it's in a county? Because rural is like a farm. It's like way out there.
Oh,
it's like the boondocks.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about urban. So it's not rural.
The city then. You live in the city?
It's not in the city, but I'm near the city. But it's really, they consider like a rural, they consider the urban area, but it's kind of like a
suburban then. It's like a suburban area, yes.
So that's the best one, yeah, suburban.
Yes, I used to live in a suburban area. It was really close to the city, but they consider that suburban, so I know what you're saying. Thank you. Now, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community, yes or no?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And that concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You've been great, and you have a lovely night. Take care. Be good.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Can I make a suggestion?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, my suggestion would be that the survey was too long.
Yes.
How are you, God? It was too long, but it was very interesting, but it was too long.
I appreciate that. Unfortunately, I don't write the service. I just read it, but I know what you're saying.
I know you don't write it, obviously. But if you have the ability to add a comment,
I agree that it could be a little long. I understand, and I do apologize, but thank you for hanging there with me, and you have a great night. Take care.
All right, you do the same. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.